This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We'll be joined shortly by Sebastian Maniscalco. Hopefully, he'll be performing at Capital One Arena this weekend as part of his tour.
I'm going. It's going to be awesome.
Very good.
Going with two other couples.
Mm-hmm.
Big night out. Go see Sebastian Maniscalco.
Very good.
He just sold out Madison Square Garden 5 nights in a row.
I mean, that's pretty sick. I mean, that's, like when he started doing stand-up, there's no way that he was ever thought that he would play Madison Square Garden, let alone sell it out 5 consecutive nights.
Was his big break just kind of like Seinfeld blowing him up? Or was he way bigger than before that?
I think the internet helped blow him up. He can talk about it. He's going to join us here in seconds. But he had a couple of specials which just blew up.
Yeah, but I mean, but even to get the specials,
he was. I think we had Vince Vaughn on the show like 20 years ago, and he was part of the Vince Vaughn tour.
Okay.
That we promoted on the show maybe 20 years ago.
Well, he's joining us now on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Sebastian Maniscalco. He's performing at Capital One Arena Saturday. For your tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. Sebastian, thanks for taking time, man. We appreciate it.
Wow, Vince Vaughn comedy show. That was 2005. So, yeah, that was over. That's about 25 years ago.
What we were asking right before you got on, what was your big break? Like, you know, I mean, what did you say? How many days in a row did you sell out Madison?
Five nights at Madison Square Garden, which
when
is
you
crazy.
First started, whenever the hell that was, I can't imagine you would imagine that. And then, but what was the break that kind of put you over?
You know, I think it was that Vince Vaughn comedy show that I left. I was waiting tables at the Four Seasons in L.A., and I had to ask for 30 days off to do the Vince Vaughn tour with the assumption that I would come back waiting tables on day 31. But that never happened. Vince Vaughn kind of took me out of the whole waiting tables, and I started making a living in 05. So I think that was kind of my break into doing stand-up comedy for a living. But yeah, it's been crazy since then. And you mentioned the 5 shows at the Garden, which was last week. And I had, my wife, my kids, they came up on stage with me. My parents came up on stage. And now I'm in Pittsburgh coming to D.C. Saturday night during an election year. I mean, come on. This is a whirlwind for me.
Yeah, so the MSG thing, I can't get away from that. Because, like, 5 nights in a row, that's like Billy Joel, like rarefied air at Madison Square Garden. Like, that's a huge accomplishment. I'm sure that, like, while you had your family up there, you're just like drinking that whole thing in.
I think every Italian in the tri-state area came to the show. I mean, the amount of cologne that was in the building was amazing. I couldn't even perform. But, yeah, that was pretty special for myself and my family. I mean, New York City has always been great to me as far as coming out and supporting the show, and I never thought in a million years that I'd have 5 consecutive sellouts there. So very blessed to experience that, and just having a great time on this tour. I got my 2 buddies, Pete Corielli and Pat McGann, opening for me, and we're just going to these cities and really kind of taking it all in.
So, Sebastian, the guys tease me because you're my favorite comedian, and I've seen you a bunch of times, saw you at MGM National Harbor, going on Saturday night with a bunch of couples. It's going to be a great night. But when I first kind of discovered you, I relate to you because I'm the son of an Italian immigrant, and I can't find this bit online, but you did a bit about your dad, I think, mowing the lawn, and it reminded me of my dad so much. And recently, in your last special, you talked about your wife's nightstand. This morning, I counted maybe 15 things on my wife's nightstand.
I don't know what's going on with the nightstands and what women put on there, but mine is pretty clean. I mean, there's a lamp and my cell phone, and I look at hers, and it looks like CVS. It's like, how much stuff you going to cram into the nightstand? I mean, and she has a medicine chest. You know, it's like the whole medicine chest is now on the side table. Clippers, mouth guard, Tylenol. She comes out in some eye mask or looks like a hockey goalie. I don't know what's going on at the house.
You know, one of the things.
Yeah, it's, go ahead.
Oh, I was just say one of the things you guys have talked about. I'm wondering if you're changing more. Is that you and your wife are so different, right? She kind of likes to be social and go out, and you're trying to kind of get rid of people and limit.
Yeah.
Do you still have anxiety when you go out to dinner parties and that sort of thing?
Yeah, my wife like brings home strays, not dogs, but people.
Right.
You know, like always looking to like go and meet a new couple or go out to dinner with a new couple, or go to a party. So she's more like a dog. I'm more like a cat. I'm constantly hiding underneath the bed, not wanting to go out and do much. But it's a good yin and yang. I mean, she definitely takes me out of my comfort zone, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't see the light of day. Mm. But yeah, she brings me she brings us a lot more friends than I thought we would ever have. I'm 51. I'm kind of done making friends at this point. Yeah. I kind of got what I got, but my wife's always looking to meet new people.
So when you're at home, then what are you doing then? You just stay in the basement, like.
Yeah, I'm touring. I'm around people all the time. So when I go home, I just want to relax and unwind.
Right.
And she's got a calendar of stuff for us to do. I'm like, babe, let me relax a little bit. I don't want to go to another kid's birthday party or out to Disneyland or whatever. Listen, I like doing stuff with my kids, but I need at least 48 hours to adjust.
Yes. I can't imagine. Do you play golf?
I do, but I have I had some sciatic pain ripping down my right leg, so it kind of took me off the golf course. So I've corrected that. Yeah, it's off. You guys have it? Have you had this?
Well, I've had back pain. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Had back surgeries. Yeah. Had two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you guys know. I mean, again, 51 years old, and all of a sudden, I feel like I played 12 years in the NFL.
I mean, it's weird.
My body, when I get out of bed, I mean, the sounds coming out of my body are waking up my wife. She's like, are you eating potato chips? I'm like, no, that's my knees
right.
extending onto the floor. So I don't know what's going on, but I've started Pilates, and that seemed to help me correct some of my posture and my pains. But my God, overnight, it's just the body's falling apart.
Talking to Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to be at Capital One. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster. That is Saturday night. One of my buddies who I'm going with on Saturday is an orthopedist, Dr. Petricelli, and he sent me a video because I had bicep tendonitis, and he sent me a video basically saying you're being old, and it was a video of you. What happened to your bicep?
I have no idea. There was no trauma, no nothing. I just woke up with a hole in my arm, and I was like, what's going on? I mean, I got two young kids, 5 and 7, so I'm attributing it to the fact that I was picking them up and, like, putting them in the car seat and twisting my body. Both of them are shot. Both of my biceps detached, and apparently you got to catch that right away, or you walk around with holes in your arms. So I didn't catch it right away because I was looking in the mirror, and I was like, is that a hole in my arm, or do I have, like, a tan? Sure enough, I went to the orthopedist and said, yeah, no, you snapped them off, and I can't really put them back together because it's been over, whatever, 3 months by the time I went into the doctor. So, yeah, I'm walking around with two half-an arms.
Dude, I can't even imagine. He can't reattach your biceps?
No. No, I guess you got to catch it within 6 weeks, and then if you don't catch it within that time frame, that They can't.
So is it like all balled up though? Does it like that? That's what happens to your hamstring when you rip it off. Like you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The leg, it like curls up. So at least you probably have a pretty big bicep now.
Well, I mean, it's the smaller. It's the smaller of the two.
Uh-huh.
So it's not the one that my dad snapped his major one. So to your point, his bicep is in his elbow. So he looks like. He looks like Popeye walking around, and he's still cutting hair. This guy's 80 years old. He's still doing hair.
Wow.
With no bicep, and he's still doing blowouts. I don't know how he's doing it, but that generation is a different breed.
Your dad's a grinder, cutting hair at 80. Good for him.
So I said, what are you going to do, die behind the chair doing a perm? I mean, this guy's still going to work at 80 years old and cutting people's hair. I mean, God bless him. That's his outlet, but... He talk about falling apart. He was 5'10". He's 5'5" now. I don't know what happened.
That's what happens. Hey, I work with a couple guys here who literally worship TJ Maxx, and I know it's an old bit of yours.
Love it.
But tell them why they're wrong.
Well, every time I go into any of these discount stores, whether it be TJ Maxx, Ross Dress for Less, everything's on the floor. Everything's irregular.
But Ross is the worst. I'm above Ross.
Sebastian, you're a man of means. Why are you even in a Ross Dress for Less or TJ Maxx? What are you doing?
This bit was 25 years old.
Okay. That's a good point. That's a dated bit. Okay, I get it now. Now it makes sense.
No, but those stores, I mean, you'll find, you know, forks in jeans over there. They got so many displaced things at these discount stores, and I haven't been into a TJ Maxx in a while, but I remember when that bit originated, my father and I went into a Ross Dress for Less in Los Angeles the first time I moved there around 1998, and he looked around the store and he goes, we might have to move back to Chicago. You're not living like this. He was completely appalled.
So you obviously are at a different financial level now, and you're hanging with Jerry Seinfeld all the time. Has the dinner situation changed in terms of the bill? Like, what is Jerry's move, your move at dinner?
You know, I haven't gone out with Jerry in a while, although Jerry opened up for me at the Garden. I brought him out as a surprise guest, which was unbelievable.
That's a power move right there. That's a power move.
He had never done the Garden before. He came out there, he did 20 minutes, and the crowd was, you know, over the moon. They couldn't believe they were seeing Seinfeld. So, but as far as the dinners is concerned, what I notice when you go out with these high net worth individuals, you don't even see the bill. I mean, the bill don't even come to the table. I don't know what they do or how they do it, but I think they just prepay before they even get there. So it's a great move. I want to start doing that because I don't like going out to dinner and then everybody kind of, hey, let me get it. Let me do it. I mean, the way to do that is you just pay right when you get in. You give the credit card to the host, right. and you're done with it, right?
Right.
I mean, come on. We're 50 years old. We're still fighting for the bill.
Right.
Well, Sebastian, we appreciate the time. You've always been great to us with that over the years. You'll be in town at Capital One Arena Saturday. People can go to Ticketmaster.com to get what few tickets I'm sure are left. Thanks again, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, man.
Thank you, buddy.
That's Sebastian Maniscalco.
Huh?
Good dude. And JP's going to the show, and I'm sure it'll be a great time.
Can you imagine that? So Seinfeld, like, iconic, as big a name as there is in the business. He's never actually played the Garden. And listen, Sebastian's a man of his own star.
Mm-hmm.
But to have to follow Jerry Seinfeld?
Ooh. In New York?
No. Let me just tell you something.
Brutal.
They did
a nice move by him to go up and
obviously he's not intimidated by it.
Jerry Seinfeld hasn't opened for anybody in 40 years.
Right.
No.
40.
I can tell you this. Maniscalco kills so much because I saw Seinfeld. I was so like one of these long drives, and I was listening to, I think Seinfeld was on with like David Spade, whatever his podcast is, and they did a show with four heavy hitter comedians, and I don't know who the fourth was, but it was Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, Maniscalco, and I can't remember who the fourth is, but they would pick their name out of the hat to who was going first, and Seinfeld said, he goes, you don't want to go after Maniscalco.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Ultimate respect.
Because he brings down the house.
Yeah.
I'm not disrespecting Maniscalco, and I know he has his own thing, and he's huge. But just the mindset, I just like, wow, I can't believe that I got to go on after
Seinfeld. Yeah, I know. It's got to be intimidating. All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win two tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots tour when it comes to Jiffy Lube Live, August of 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets on an Open Line Thursday here on The Fan.